You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5 Star FM.
Amber, here's a feel-good story for you about a family coming together. This elderly woman, and I can't even find her name, is Betty Morrell.
Oh, Betty.
Betty has, about 20, 30 years ago, she finally found her sister. They were put up for adoption when they were kids, and she finally found her sister.
Okay.
At this point, she was 62 years old. They then went,
"What do you reckon we see if we can find our biological mother?"
It's my old lady voice.
That was actually pretty good.
Thank you.
But
I didn't need you to tell me. I knew it was pretty good.
61-year-old women trying to find their mother?
Amber, I bring you this story any other way?
Did they find her?
At 82 years old, Betty has found her 96-year-old birth mother.
Whoa.
The birth mother had, obviously, when she was very young, she was 14 years old, put the kids up for adoption. And
were they twins?
I think they were twins.
Yeah.
And, yeah, at 96, she's been reunited with her two daughters.
Whoa.
I don't even know where to start with this.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall for that reunion, honestly.
What, three deaf old ladies going, "Huh? Why'd you put us up for adoption? Huh?
I don't know, man."
What'd she say? "I'd love a cuppa."
My great-grandma is 95, and she's not senile, like...
I'm not saying they're senile.
At all. Like, you can have a conversation with
I know.
My great-nana. And same with my grandma.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's no comedy in that, Amber.
You just don't give old people enough credit.
Oh, okay. Oh, and they all met each other and went, "Oh, so how have you been?" "I've been well, actually, 96. I go jogging regularly, doing a marathon on the weekend." "That's boring, Amber. You're raining on my parade over here."
Sorry.
"But your grandparents are the best. End of story. Are you happy now?"
"Yeah, I am. That's so accurate. Well done."
And they all listen too, so good morning to all of you.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
Well, old Jo Beth Taylor's back on our tellies.
That's right. She's had it's been a bit quiet since I had sad day for Jo Beth.
Well, she's on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Okay.
Yep. So she has, last night on the show, opened up about why she suddenly quit television. So remember she was on Funny Some Video Shows?
That's right. She hosted that as well. I forgot about that. Yeah.
And Hey Hey, It's Saturday, of course. Well, last night, as I said, on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, she opened up about how her public life got too much for her. She was exhausted, had too much on her plate, and she overheard people talking about rumours that she had done a sex tape.
Okay.
Here we go, take a listen.
How it all started was that porno rumour was going around, and I was flying back from Melbourne to Sydney from Hey Hey, and there were two guys behind me and they didn't see me. And so they start talking about me as if they'd seen the porno. And I'm sitting there, I could hear everything. And there's someone sitting next to me. They don't realise I'm sitting there. And it was really off.
Oh, no.
And I just, it made my stomach turn. And I just thought, what am I doing this for?
If you have to ask yourself, what am I doing this for?
Yeah.
Probably a good time to tuck and roll. But that is so sad.
No.
One of Australia's little gems.
I agree. And yeah, if it wasn't true, then yeah, I mean, no tape has come to light as far as I know. I'm sure I would have known about it.
I think we would have heard about it.
Yeah, that's right. On the flip side, if the tape did exist, she could have been Australia's Kim Kardashian. So who knows? Maybe a missed opportunity there.
That's true.
Yeah, that is really sad though, because yeah, she was a great host, like Funny Some Videos.
A great little talent. And, yeah. Yeah. So
that makes me sad.
I think I need to, like, get into I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh, geez, you're big noting yourself a little bit here, aren't you?
I mean, like, yeah? I need to, like...
You think you should be in the next season? No, you're at that point?
No.
My God, I don't even know you anymore.
I'll need to sit on the couch and watch it.
I was thinking the girl from Merbs was saying, "So long, suckers! I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here."
I'd probably be at the same level as at least half of the people that are currently on there anyway, like... There's a 25-year-old Australian man who's hoping to make a buttload of cash.
Okay.
Selling cards featuring his butt cheeks.
Why? Who's paying for that?
This is awesome. Okay. He calls himself Davis to conceal his real identity.
Okay.
Because he's fearing being sacked from his job.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, he's leaving smears in the photocopier by the sound of it.
I don't know. He's a Sydney-based artist.
Oh.
Too low? Too low?
Just the worst.
Do you want to see the pictures? All right. So you got your butt cheeks kind of in the shape of a butterfly, maybe couldn't be interpreted as a heart.
Okay, so I misinterpreted when I thought it was like the...
It's not a photocopier.
Not a photocopier. He's dipping his cheeks in paint and then sitting on some paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
These pictures to be sold as cards could go as $6 a pop if you don't
mind.
They
could or they are?
Well, depending on the retailer, I guess, you know.
But people are paying that for
people
them?
People are paying $6.
Wow.
All right. So he says, had to squat on 10 pieces of paper to get the right print.
Oh, the poor dear.
Spent 90 minutes examining, experimenting, things like food dye, acrylic paint.
He is really trying to sound busy at this point. Mate, you sat in some paint and you put your cheeks on some paper.
I love it.
It's pretty clever.
But he does want to stress... These are prints, not originals. Oh. He said they thought there might be some legal issues if they sent out the originals cards.
Last thing you want to find on your Valentine's card is a cheeky little hair or maybe a little Hershey's kiss right in the middle. A little bit of a stain that... Oh! Why do you go for the second colour? Oh... Amber, Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice is out in about 6 weeks.
Ooh.
Very excited to say the least.
Came around quick, didn't it?
No, I've barely slept in the 2 years since they announced it, Amber.
I mean, since probably last year when we're talking, late last year.
Yeah.
Felt like forever away.
It'll sneak up on us. So very excited for it. Henry Cavill reprising his role of Superman and Ben Affleck jumping into the Batsuit.
So excited to see Ben Affleck as Batman.
Well, Amber... There's obviously going to be a lot of toys coming out. I'm surprised there's not more yet, to be honest. Okay. Like, there seems to be like a lot of the toys for the younger kids that are designed to be play with. But there's also the adults in us that just like to display things. We like our figurines.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my office at home, I've got a few little bits and pieces here. Mm-hmm. I've got about a 2 foot tall Darth Vader, and I thought that was big enough.
Yes.
Amber.
It's definitely big enough. It was big enough to be your Christmas tree, so...
Amber.
Yeah.
A company called Hot Toys is releasing... You've seen the Batman vs. Superman trailer.
Yeah.
Where Batman's taking him on in, like, a giant suit of armor, like big metal.
Yeah.
You can buy a life-sized Batman that looks like it's ready to jump out of the screen for only $8,000.
Only
$8,000. Have a look at that. It is Ben Affleck in the giant metallic Batman suit.
Yeah.
From Batman vs Superman, and I could have that figurine. Is it a figurine at that point?
No.
If it's
statue.
If it's taller than me.
It's Ben Affleck would be 6 foot something.
He's a big rig, and like I've seen the suits that are being used in the movie, he will be physically bigger than Superman in this movie. Like Superman's going to be lean and strong. Don't get me wrong. Affleck's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's in this suit of armor that looks like it's got about six inch metal all around it.
You know, eight grand is actually not that bad. I mean, I don't have $8,000 to waste on a Batman suit.
Amber, waste?
Mm.
I don't think it's a waste. I mean,
I don't have $8,000 to just throw around willy nilly on an old.
Neither
Batman
do
statue.
I, but so help me God, if I won Tats Lotto, this would be in my office tomorrow. Do you think that I could ask for this for Valentine's Day?
Zero.
No?
Absolutely not. So first of all, I don't think your girlfriend's going to want a big giant Batman in the middle of your lounge room.
No, but all my dog stuff goes in my office.
But
so that's
office
where it'll go.
Is very central to your house. If you had like a room tucked away... You could have it in there, I'd say, but...
But it's not going to happen.
The woman's opinion, it's a bloody eyesore, mate. Like, you don't want that in your lounge room. Zero. Absolutely not.
You're all a bunch of buzzkills. Amber, story here out of the UK, I believe. A woman was convincing her husband, get a Facebook account. Pop your pictures up there. You can keep up to date with everyone.
Yeah.
Come on. Everyone's got one.
It's 2016, man. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
So he did. He finally gets around to it, puts up a few photos and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. His wife goes, oh, friend request. It's from my husband.
Oh, isn't this
nice? He's finally done it. Let's accept that one, of course.
Of course.
We'll update it so that it says, yes, he's my husband. Let's have a look at what photos he's chose to put up. Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that one. That one was fun when we went to Thailand.
It's nice.
Oh, that was a great weekend with the kids. Mm-hmm. Who's that woman in his wedding photos that's not me?
Excuse me, what?
Double life.
What?
He'd put up photos from his other wedding and, yeah.
So either way.
He's a bigamist. He was married to two people at the same time. And he got caught because of Facebook.
Oh, my God.
The woman rings the police and says, I'm pretty sure that my husband's doing something illegal here. And they checked out and went, yes. Yes, he is.
Like, what happens if you're married to two people at the same time?
It's illegal.
Yeah, but then, like, you go to jail, right?
Well, he got arrested and he's been fined and he's to appear in court. I don't know if it's the sort of thing you go to jail for, but... I'm not sure, but...
He'd want to hope he doesn't get a female judge.
Well, I think that with how angry he is, both his wives probably are. He could be safer in jail at this point. Amber, you know who could really use $250,000 dollar handout?
Oh, me?
Oscar you? Nominees.
Oh, true.
So hard done by. The forgotten heroes, some would say.
Well, the rich keep getting richer. That's how the saying goes.
Yeah, Amber, those that are nominated for Oscars this year, win or lose, are going to get a gift bag valued at $232,000.
It's really annoying.
Can I tell you some of the things that are in it?
Mm-hmm. Is this like incentive to make sure that all the A-listers come to the awards, even if they're not nominated? Like, why?
I'm honestly not sure. As in, if I was nominated, that'd be enough, you'd think.
Oh, you'd head along.
I guess it's a bit of a well done as well. And, you know, seeing the celebs, like, if you're a clothing brand, I guess, that'd be one reason. Apart from that, I'm not sure.
Yep.
How about a 15-day walking tour of Japan worth $54,000?
Oh, could you trade that in for cash or...?
Can you trade it in for one where I don't have to walk?
A walking tour. Woo!
How about a 10-day first-class trip to explore Israel worth $55,000?
Wow.
Whew, I
agree. Most of these people are going to have their own planes, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, so annoying.
Let's see. $5,000 worth of accommodation at the Sorrento in Italy. There's also a couple of odd ones. This one I like. I'll start with that one. A $6,300 donation of pet food to an animal shelter or rescue.
Perfect.
That's nice. That
they
means
should all be like that.
Oh, that's not how Hollywood operates, Amberino. They also have, now this one's a bit weird. They've got a vampire breast lift. I don't know what that means. But it doesn't sound like something I'd like to endure.
I think because I've heard of vampire facelifts.
Where they, like, take your own blood out and get the plasma or something.
It's
like
you get prickled on your face a bunch of times and then it, like, your skin has to heal itself. So I think, in theory, it makes it more taut.
I have no idea. They've also got $20 worth of gummy bears. That one seems a bit weird. What's that one?
Out of all of those things in the bag, you're worried about the $20 gummy bag.
Well, what I'm saying is I could take them off your hand for you.
Definitely.
They've also got a vaporizer valued at $250, even though you can't use them during the ceremony.
Yeah.
And let's not forget a $45,000 Audi.
What?
Yeah,
for
I
everyone
know.
That goes there?
Just the nominees. Now, I'm not saying that's literally going to be in the gift bag because that's going to be hard to carry. But they will receive it. Maybe the gift bag can go in the Audi.
It's so annoying.
Yep, rich get richer. You ever have a night get away from you? Well, not get away from you, but just sneak up on you.
Yes.
I had absolutely no plans on Saturday.
Yeah.
Get home and the sun's out. So I'm like, oh, a couple of beers would be nice. My girlfriend gets home. She's like, yeah.
Good call.
A beer would be nice. Then a bit later, we invite a friend of ours over. He's like, I was just going to message you to see if you wanted a beer. He comes over, has a beer. Before we know it, it's like, I feel like on the sandbar. It's like,
yeah.
I could go to the sandbar.
Kick back at the Sandy for a bit.
I started off with zero plans and ended up at Dom's.
You were at Dom's.
I was at Dom's tearing that joint apart.
I was at Dom's.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I didn't even see you there.
I haven't been to Dom's in like close to 2 years.
Look, I wouldn't have been that long, but still, it's a very, very rare occurrence for me.
I kept bumping into people and being like, what are you doing here? Like, they were genuinely surprised to see me there.
The whole time we were there, like, me and my girlfriend dancing up a storm, and we must have said half a dozen times each, it's like we're 18 again. We're out there ripping it up, and there's songs from, like, around that time. Usher's Yeah comes on, and we're like, woo, we're 18 again. Wake up yesterday morning.
No good.
We are not 18, Amber.
No good.
Oh, my God. Just a Dom's hangover is just something completely different to a regular hangover.
Oh.
Wake up reeking of the night before and garlic, because God knows we went to the kebab shop on the way home.
Yeah.
Amber?
My boyfriend's lucky he didn't wake up next to me and a kebab.
Yeah, definitely not 18 anymore.
No?
I'm not going to Dom's. I'm not going anywhere next weekend.
I could have told you that.
Yeah,
don't
no.
need Dom's to
Yeah,
tell
I wish you were there. I wish I did bump into you so you could have reminded me. Yeah, I wish you could have tapped me on the shoulder and gone, you're not 18. I would have gone, oh my God, you're right. I should be tucked up with a cup of tea.
As we know, the Super Bowl was on yesterday, Billows.
Yeah, certainly was. Didn't catch a minute of it, except the halftime entertainment.
The halftime entertainment.
Got that.
Beyonce was there. And in one foul swoop.
Yes.
Jay-Z has practically conquered all of the flower industry.
Okay.
So we know Valentine's Day is coming up on Sunday. Busiest day of the year for florists.
Yeah, they'll be flat out.
So, and no doubt they're ordering in a bunch of flowers. They've been growing these beautiful flowers. I don't actually know how floristry works, but he gave Beyonce, Jay-Z.
Yes.
Gave Beyonce 10,000 roses before her Super Bowl performance yesterday.
Pointless.
What?
Pointless.
Why?
10,000 roses.
Hey, babe, congrats. You're doing a ripper job. Mm-hmm. You're performing at the Super Bowl again.
Yeah.
Here's 10,000 roses.
Okay, here's a different scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, babe, you're performing at the Super Bowl. Here's roses.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get the exact same response.
Jay-Z.
10,000 roses is pointless.
Jay-Z gave Beyonce 24 roses for every week that they've been married.
Pointless. Absolutely ridiculous.
Are you saying this because you're a guy and it's like,
no.
Well, now he's really like, set the bar.
I get my girlfriend flowers regularly. I don't wait for an occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Rookies will do it when they're in trouble. All you're doing there is making sure that your girlfriend associates flowers with something being wrong.
That's,
you do it when something's right, you meatheads.
That's what I thought.
10,000 roses
is
pointless.
That's a big apology, Jay.
That's right. You just... That's like a paddock.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling, I'm going, oh, there's a paddock of roses. And you're just going to get, what the bloody hell am I going to do with these?
I thought that's 10,000 less roses that guys could get their partners this Valentine's Day.
Well, that's a good point.
So
you haven't won, Jay-Z. You've just made 10,000 enemies. That's all you've done.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
There has been some heavy promotion for Zoolander 2.
Is that not out? It's not out yet, is it?
Toolander.
They've been going hard on that. I'm also going to ask you to never say the word Toolander again, if that's okay. I think we're on the same page on that one.
I thought you glazed over that. I was like, ooh.
Nope.
Ooh, that's a win for Amber.
Nope. We're gonna leave Toolander alone.
Remember, how long's it been, like 15 years since Zoolander?
At least 10.
Yeah, at least 10 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
What about the Derek Zoolander Centre for Kids Who Can't Read Good?
The Centre for Ants.
Yeah, what is this? A Centre for Ants?
What's happening with the Centre for Ants?
Okay, so there is a bit of a twist on the Centre for Kids Who Can't Read Good. There's actually going to be a pop-up store for cosmetics company Kiehl's, and it's going to be called the Derek Zoolander Centre for People Who Don't Age Good.
That's pretty great.
I know.
That's pretty great. I've got to give him that.
This pop-up store will be open in New York City, and it will feature a section called The Fountain of Youth.
Yes.
So store guests will be beautified Zoolander style and even take home a Magatu piano key necktie.
That's brilliant as well.
No.
That's some real good tie-ins they're doing there to promote it, because they are going hard. They want it to be successful, this movie.
Like, I feel everything that they've done to promote Zoolander 2 has been epic.
Yeah.
Genius. Like, of course they did that. Cannot confirm whether they're going to be serving orange mocha frappuccinos.
No petrol fights as well?
No petrol fights.
Okay,
thankfully.
Probably for the best.
No, so very excited that that is happening.
I hope it's good. I really want it to be, but I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, me too.
Amber, the Super Bowl was on yesterday where the someone-somethings played the someone-somethings in a very heated battle of sports.
Mm-hmm.
No, I honestly have no idea who did anything.
Raise your hand if you actually watched it for the American football.
Nah.
Just like Americans tune into the AFL to watch the Australian Grand Final. They don't.
They don't.
They don't.
Amber, the halftime entertainment is what I wanted to catch, and Coldplay were headlining, with special appearances rumoured by Bruno Mars and Beyonce Knowles, and they both come. Now, our boss, Bugsy, Alan Burrows, has been giving me a bit of grief because I'm very anti, I don't like Coldplay.
Blows. No, we know, because you whinge about Coldplay on our show
and
all the time.
And I'm not going to give them any grief for their performance.
But they are one of the biggest bands in the world.
I'm not going to give them any grief for their performance. Like, he messaged me and he's like, hey, can't deny that. I'm like, completely upstaged. That is my point. Coldplay were fine. Bruno Mars and Beyonce were amazing.
Amazing.
So,
okay, ladies, now let's hit the information.
Fellas, let's get this stadium shaking.
Oh.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
1988 Michael Jackson would have struggled to have kept up with Beyonce and Bruno Mars. They were that good. Bugsy is literally watching me through the window right now. I'm not bad-mouthing Coldplay. I'm just saying they were very upstaged.
Can I also say Lady Gaga singing the national anthem.
She killed.
Obviously, I'm not American, but I got emotional watching her perform the American national anthem. Amazing.
Yeah, she is just proving time and time again that she's not just a studio singer.
Mm-mm.
She doesn't need the auto-tune. She can just rock up and have one of the best voices on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a pop guy, which is strange because I work here. But, geez, there were some good performances.
Really? Good. Loved it.
Yeah.
Can't wait for next year.
More Bruno.
Yeah.
What is the state that just keeps coming up in the US where crazy things keep happening? It used to be the South.
Florida. Florida.
Amber, story out of Florida. Yeah. You're spot on. Pranks, Amber. You know, to throw something at someone in a lighthearted fashion when they're like, a fake spider. Small. It's, you know.
Oh, okay.
It's over in a second. Like, you got me.
Like a fake dog poo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Classic comedy. This is Florida, though, Amber.
Yeah.
Rubber chicken.
Yeah.
Story out of Florida where Joshua James has been arrested after wanting to play a practical joke on a friend working at a Wendy's drive-thru.
Okay.
Could have gone with the fake dog poo, Amber.
Yep.
He could have gone damn near anything except with what he did go with.
Oh, wow.
He went with a 1 meter live alligator. Live. Alive. Not a fake one. Not like throwing a fake snake where someone just gets a bit tangled up and goes,
Right.
He went with, this will be funny.
Just kind of like, whoop, like handballed it through the window.
As far as I can gather, yeah.
Car or?
From his car. Here's his mother going into bat for him. It was a stupid prank, and now that's turning into this. He's got quite a few charges.
Mm-hmm.
He's a prankster. He does stuff like this because he thinks it's funny.
Well, he needs to learn what's funny.
Yeah, that's it. He does need some form of comedy classes because he's got quite a list of, I've lost the charges, but I mean, there was like attempt to assault with a deadly weapon, illegal possession of an alligator and...
Illegal possession of an alligator.
Yeah, that's a real Florida crime right there. Chances are... Oh, here it is. Aggravated assault and unlawful possession and transportation of an alligator. You can have an alligator, you've just got to sit still. That's my interpretation of that law.
You can't take it anywhere.
No. You can just be your alligator friend that you sit still with.
You should just not be allowed to go near the alligators at all.
Maybe that should be the new rule, Florida. Yeah. How about we just have a blanket rule? Just don't touch the alligators. Definitely don't throw them at your mates. Amber, lawsuit involving a little old lady.
Aww.
Calm down, she's fine.
I love them.
She's fine.
Okay.
But she's a little bit annoyed after her family said to her, "What is going on with your hair?" And she's like, I'm old. It went white. Leave me alone. Yeah. They're like, no, no. We noticed when that happened. Why is the back of it pink? And she, I assume, comically walked around in a circle for 5 minutes trying to see the back of her head. Unable to. I'm not, it's not an old person thing. I just like to think she was trying to see the back of her own head. And she's like, so the back of my head is pink. Yes. The front of my hair? No, it's fine. Just the back. She's putting it down to some new sheets she bought that were red that have not been very colour fast at all and have dyed the back of her hair.
So she's suing someone?
Well, yeah, she's suing someone. She's suing the manufacturers of these shonky sheets because it turned her hair pink. Thoughts, Amber?
Calm down, Nana. That's what I think.
You were all over Nana just a minute ago.
I know.
Oh, I love old people. I just want to...
Your exact words. And now that she wants to get a buck for her hair getting turned pink, you're like, oh, Nana. Calm down. We've all had our hair turned pink for some cheap sheets, Nana.
Look, I don't think that's going to court worthy. I think Nan is wasting the judge's time. I think maybe she should just commit to the pink thing, dye the rest of her hair pink and show those sheets who's boss.
That would imply that the sheets were boss. They've dictated what hair, what colour her hair should be.
Yeah, but then
the sheets are definitely boss in this scenario.
The sheets are like, ha ha ha, I'm dying the back of your hair pink. And then Nana could just be like, well, now all my hair's pink, so.
Yeah, it's still one. So if I was to, as a funny prank, roll up to work with some clippers and just shave a patch of your head, and then you go, ha ha, I'm going to shave the rest, that'll show you. Who's won this prank war?
I would probably have no choice.
No, you probably wouldn't, actually.
You would have to first donate money to my cause at worldsgreatestshave.com.
You're not registered.
I would roll with that.
You're not registered.
Yeah, well, if you shaved a patch of my head, watch how quickly I would be.
But Nana had to go to the hairdresser and have her hair re-bleached and recut. That's out of her pocket.
That sounds like fun. Going to the hairdressers. That's nice. That's a treat.
Nana's poor.
Oh, well, her kids should pay for
it. Why are you on the side of big business again? You always choose Goliath over David.
I just want Nan to just, you know, maybe not spend the last of her years in court.
Who said she was in the last of her years?
Well, you know.
I can only see the back of her head, but I guess she's only 63. She's got heaps of years left, and now she looks ridiculous. She looks like a strawberries and cream lolly. But you reckon big business should just win again, Amber. Man of the people, Billo's over here.
Oh, my God.
Amber, Miss Universe aside, Steve Harvey is one of my favourite television hosts on the planet.
He's pretty great.
Just hilarious. Mm-hmm. He's on Family Feud in the US.
Mm-hmm.
And on a recent episode, the question he asked the families was, name another word for mother.
Yeah, what else would you call mother?
That's right. So I think the top answer was mummy. And mum or mummy was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one, I believe, was...
Mama,
that's right. So in the audio we're about to play you here, the next family member has just said Nana.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've never heard of, but different cultures, I don't
it's
know.
Like a grandmother thing.
That's what I would have thought. Mm-hmm. So she says, Nana.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Harvey goes, show me Nana.
Nothing.
No Nana on the board. Then this happens.
Sheila, tell me another way people say mother.
What about Steve? Nana? What did Nana?
Didn't you say Nana?
I did say that, Steve, yes.
Nana.
Uh-huh. And I said, Nana.
What is you saying? Stop clapping. Okay, Sheila, tell me another way people say mother.
What about mommy?
Again, that's already on the board.
Okay. Oh, mommy.
Right.
Not mommy. You want mommy.
Right.
Not mommy.
Right. Oh. Got me?
I see you. I feel you.
I feel you.
This goes on for 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I'd love to have played you the whole clip on air because it is just dumbfounding.
It's
watching Steve Harvey just like, what is happening right now?
I haven't seen Steve Harvey so confused since my Miss Universe.
Amber, I don't think people fully appreciate just how dangerous this job is we have and how we're basically putting our lives on the line every time we have a live mic in front of us.
look, I think you're being a bit melodramatic.
Oh, Amber. You think that?
What is happening?
I wouldn't normally do this because...
Is someone about to come in here and kill me?
I hope not.
Me too.
Look, I'm not going to say 100% no. If they do, I haven't orchestrated it. But I wouldn't usually do this. We're going to play some audio from a radio station in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Another radio station?
Yeah, we're jacking their audio. Look, sometimes I might steal someone else's idea, give it a new name, and say that I did it. This is a little bit different. This audio you're going to hear is a car crashing into a radio studio while they're live on air.
Excuse me.
They've got a great view of the road outside, and sure enough, this happens.
Everything these fans are about.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Folks, we just had an accident here at the Essex Home Studios. Bobby's biggest fear just came through, so we are going to head to a break. Everyone is okay here in the office.
Bobby's biggest fear came through. Literally came through.
He must be just terrified of having that studio right there on the road. But, I mean, how calm was everyone?
I know.
If that happened to you or me, I mean, on Saturday, we were at Harvey Norman Broadcasting.
Yes. Oh, my God.
You forgot about this, didn't you? One dude who just misjudged where the car park ended mounted the gutter and was coming right for us. Amber nearly fell out of her seat. If that was us on air, there would have been some horrible words said. These guys are just, folks, we've just had a car crash into the studio. Everyone's okay. Bobby's terrified in a pool of his own urine over there. But everyone is okay. We're going to go to a break. We'd be like, what the damn hell's going on? Why is there a car in the studio?
Just having a look through Kanye West's Twitter.
Oh, yeah, it's been in the news a bit lately.
It's a pretty interesting place to be.
Yeah, I think it's a window into the world of Kanye West's brain.
Well, he's sent people into a frenzy out of nowhere. Like, out of nowhere, Kanye has declared Bill Cosby innocent! !
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't get through all those exclamation marks because there's about 12 of them.
Yeah,
Yeah.
One fan pleaded, Kanye, please don't do this. Please don't do this.
There are some pretty great responses to it. And a writer for the New York Times just wrote back, you have a daughter. Be better.
Oh,
I'm like, that's perfect.
Good
you
one.
Just summed it up there. But like, for those who don't know, Bill Cosby is currently fighting allegations of rape and sexual abuse from 60 different women.
Yeah.
60. This isn't one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just, I know on legal grounds, I mean, there's statute of limitations that have closed. So he won't be convicted if he did it, which I believe he did.
Mm-hmm.
He won't be convicted on most of them just because it's been too long.
Well, he could face 10 years in prison if he's convicted.
Well, he has been, there's one apparently that has been, I think it's only one, that is still within the statute of limitations. So he is being tried for that one at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And there's every chance Bill Cosby's going to die in jail. For Kanye West to come out and just unprompted, with no explanation,
just out of nowhere,
just
perfect.
Out of it. Bill Cosby innocent, he says.
Yeah.
It's just mind-blowing.
Yep.
I mean, at this point, it'd be like going into bat for Charles Manson or Martin Bryant. You'd just be like, what are you doing? People are calling it career suicide.
Yeah, well, some of the responses, it's getting progressively harder to continue loving you like I do when you are continually so dense.
Yeah. If Kanye West isn't careful, he will be the next Chris Brown.
Oh.
Like, just shunned. People will be like, yeah, he's good at what he does, but at what cost? Why are we supporting this man anymore? I think that is a distinct possibility.
Look, his album comes out in a couple of days.
Yeah?
He's just gone on a stupid rampage on Twitter. I think this is just it. So people are talking about him, and guess what? We're talking about him.
Yeah, but I mean, he's thinking in Kanye's brain, all publicity is good publicity, and this just isn't the way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, this doesn't make me want to buy his album.
Yeah.
In fact, it makes me want to steal it.
Yeah,
that's it. Sorry, Kanye, you're not going to get your $26 out of me.
Mm. You show him then, Billows. Just don't tell anyone.
I'm going to stream the hell out of it. I'm going to be Spotifying all up in this.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
George Clooney and Channing Tatum. Sorry, I got a bit flustered saying Channing Tatum's name.
Calm down.
They are promoting their new film, Hail Caesar.
Okay.
They've got a cool little bromance going on. George Clooney and Channing Tatum.
So they're both in that? Because I think the other dude from 21 Jump Street, Jonah Hill, I'm pretty sure he's in it too.
Oh, wow.
So that could be a fun gang to hang out
wouldn't
with.
Wouldn't it be? So it's brought up some interesting topics of conversation, including that Channing Tatum, in George's opinion, Channing Tatum could regain the title of sexiest man alive, and he has some tips to help Channing get there.
Okay, because he's won it before. George Clooney's won it before, is that right?
Mm-hmm. George Clooney's won it twice.
And I'm pretty sure that Jonah Hill won it last year.
Well, he didn't, but maybe he should have. Yeah. Who won it last year? Remember we were really annoyed at who won it last year?
Oh, it wasn't... you keep talking, I will remember.
It's not Adam Levine. He didn't win it last year. Maybe it was David Beckham. Anyway, George has given him some tips. Hip old George. He said maybe you could wear your baseball cap sideways, take your shirt off, that'll help.
I'm pretty sure these are the things that Channing Tatum has done on the rig.
Yeah, he said some sort of dance type thing.
Again, I think George has just taken the piss at this point.
Yeah, he's Channing Tatum.
Yeah, it was David Beckham last year.
He's got some moves. That's so predictable.
What, you reckon low-hanging fruit?
I reckon.
Get someone out of the box?
Like, yeah, David Beckham is gorgeous.
Jonah Hill, funny is sexy, ladies, am I right?
Totally. Yeah, I'm into that.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
He's got the dad bod. Come on, ladies, you're all being a bit superficial.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Nah.
Jake Gyllenhaal, yes. Yes, ladies everywhere.
You're not thinking outside the box at all.
What do you mean? He's underrated, Jake Gyllenhaal.
I think he's just finely rated. I hear just enough about him.
No, well, you don't, because he's not the sexiest man alive yet.
Amber Madonna is in the news.
She's touring at the moment, right?
You're spot on, Amber. Mm. She is touring. She was in Thailand last night, I'm led to believe.
Wow.
Yep, in Bangkok. And she was... do you remember... It was months ago at this point. She had a bit of a wardrobe malfunction on stage. Now, thank God we didn't see any of her old bits. what happened was she had a cape on and it was supposed to unclasp when her dancers were to pull it off her. So didn't unclasp. They just pulled her off a little stage and she hit the deck.
So someone's reefed off the cape. It didn't come off her neck and she's just like got KO'd by her own cape. Yes.
That was a great day.
We remember when that happened. Yes.
I was so happy.
We get it.
Amber, she's had a similar sort of malfunction. I've got the video here that I'll tweet at 99.5 Star FM, but she's got a veil on. She's singing Material Girl and her backup dancers go to pull the veil off and then... She's struggling.
She is struggling. She had a really hard time getting out of that.
She looked like a salmon in a net then, just floundering about trying to get out of this veil while she sings a 30-year-old song. It's a great video.
It's a pretty good video.
It's put me in a really good mood too. I'm going to tweet it, so give us a follow at 99.5 Star FM, at Billows on Air, at Amber Wheatland.
Well, she turns around at her backup dancers like she's mad at them or something. She's like, oh, come on, guys.
Yeah, when it's your old neck that was the problem.
Body safe to shop.
Monsters, rah, men, hi.
What just happened?
I am really, really tired right now.
Oh, my God. Hey.
That was of Monsters and Men.
Yeah, we got that.
Amber, Justin Bieber, I'm going to give him some credit here, even though he did something nice, but I don't think he entirely meant it.
Oh, this is every nice word you're about to say about Justin Bieber.
No, no.
He's going to pain you.
No, it'll be all right. What he did, actually, now that I think about it, I'm going to withdraw that.
No.
Justin Bieber's a bit of a creep.
Let us decide, please.
Justin Bieber on Instagram popped up a picture of a 17-year-old girl he found pretty and wrote, OMG, who is this?
Yeah, that was like a month ago. No, longer.
Well.
Oh, okay. More? Okay. Okay, good. I was going to say, come on, Grams. Get with the time.
The rest of the story could be old. I'm checking the date. No, it's news.
Okay, good.
Her name is Cindy Kimberly, the young girl that Justin was creeping on.
Yep.
And she has quit her £3 an hour babysitting job and has been signed to a modelling agency.
Of course you would, right?
Oh, God.
To be fair, when Justin, I'm sure he was just like scrolling through his Instagram news feed, this girl's popped up. He wouldn't have known she was 17, so I don't think it's creepy.
Okay. New scenario. Okay, I'm not going to put a name to this. 50-year-old man.
Yep.
Thinning hairline. I mean, he's got the comb over going on.
Sure.
Very thick-rimmed glasses. Wispy beard, you know, patchy, but still insists on it being long.
Okay.
He pops up on Instagram. Oh, my God. Who is this?
Yeah. Ew, you're creeping me out with that face.
Oh, how come? But Justin did it, and it was cool.
No, I'm not saying that it... Like, that's just another day for a woman.
Yeah. Wait. What?
You could. You don't have to just hit on by good-looking guys.
No. I mean,
the bad-looking ones hit on you too.
Justin's a creep. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think so.
He's going after underage girls. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think he knew she was 17 when he posted the thing.
Justin.
And now he's probably like, oh.
That's the thing about being an adult, Justin.
She's so new. Let's hope this whole thing blows over.
Anyway, the way this started in my head was that Justin Bieber basically made a millionaire out of this girl. On the other side of that coin, he also just creeped on a minor.
I don't think so.
Hit it!
Give it up!
This is Scoopla.
Billows, Sam Smith.
Just leave your lover. Leave him for me.
Awesome.
Awesome voice. Very, very talented. We know that he had vocal cord surgery.
Probably 6 months ago. Yeah, it was a while back. Very talented young man.
Absolutely. Well, he has shocked and concerned fans about his health. He's only 23 years old.
Yeah, just a pup.
He's almost unrecognizable in his latest Instagram photo.
Okay.
He has shed quite a few kilos.
Good on him.
He's very, very skinny, though.
Well, he's probably been working hard.
Yeah, his fans are worried. That's the thing, is that he is now on a strict health and fitness routine after meeting nutritionist Amelia Freer.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, my God, 3 weeks ago I met a woman who's completely changed my life. She's helped me lose over a stone in 2 weeks. How much is a stone? A couple of kilos?
I think a stone is about 5 kilos.
Oh, wow.
I could be wrong.
Yep. My nan still says stone. Bless her. And he says, completely transformed my relationship with food. It's not even about weight loss. It's about feeling happy in yourself.
Good on him. Then why are his fans concerned? All he said there is he's met someone who has got him living healthily, exercising, and he's never been happier in his own skin.
Hmm.
And his fans are like, oh, well, are you sick?
I think at first that's what they were thinking. Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's just shy of 6.5 kilos, I just looked up.
Wow.
Yeah, so good on him.
So how much did we say? A stone in 2 weeks.
6.5 kilos. It's a good effort.
Wow.
But, I mean, you see the people on The Biggest Loser. I'm not saying Sam Smith was the size of the people on The Biggest Loser. But, I mean, he's young. He's got a bit of poppy fat on there.
Yeah.
And a couple of weeks of salad and running can do the world a good.
Yeah.
I'm not pointing fingers or anything here, because God knows a couple of weeks of salad and running wouldn't kill me either. I'm just saying, Sam Smith, you're looking great. And a year ago, I was definitely not on Team Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Young bloke's grown on me.
Good.
Quite a fan now.
It's been a little while since I've had a brag and had a gush over Adele.
Brag was a weird choice of words.
Well, I just...
You didn't write her songs.
I love her. I'm just so proud of her.
Okay, that's
I'm going to tell everyone about it, and I'm going to.
Okay.
James Corden's Carpool Karaoke, remember that?
Yes.
Well, that segment he did with Adele. He does it with other celebrities too, but the one with Adele took off. Okay.
Yeah.
That is now the most watched late night clip ever on YouTube.
Wow. Okay. Jeez. That is a tough category to crush. Because, I mean, do you just think of, as far as late night hosts go, James Corden, not near the top.
Not near the top. We've got Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
Well, some
Dave Letterman. I mean, he recently retired.
Yeah.
Fallon. I'm trying to think of
Jimmy Kimmel.
Thank you. That's who I was trying to get to. It's a tough category.
Yes.
Jon Stewart.
Yeah, and especially like James Corden's got like he's in America, but he's British.
Yep.
So you know, America's such a big place. They gravitate towards your Kimmel and your Fallon.
Yeah.
But
they're also very clever blokes.
What a brilliant idea to do carpool karaoke. Picks up a celebrity. We just saw him do it with Elton John.
Go on.
What?
Oh, no.
Are you going to say something mean about Sir Elton John?
No, certainly not. No. Oh, I'm just going to say something mean about carpool karaoke as a whole.
Why?
I just don't like it.
Oh,
I just think it's kind of dumb.
Oh, I think it's a really good idea.
It surprises
me. They get to
me.
Chat, they get to talk, you learn things about the artist that you never knew you would, and I cannot believe 67.5 million views on YouTube.
God damn.
I know.
That's heaps.
I know. So it was actually the fastest growing late night clip on YouTube. So it racked up 42 million views in the first 5 days that it was online.
Well, that just shows how hot Adele is right now. I mean, her album, which she didn't release till December, was the biggest selling album of 2015.
Yeah.
That's mind-blowing. I mean, Taylor Swift was killing it, and then Adele just came out of nowhere and went, you've had 12 months? I'll just need one. That'll be fine.
I know.
That'll be fine.
It's so good. If you haven't downloaded her new album yet, then get on it. It's really good. She doesn't pay me to say this. I just like it.
Get out of town. Adele hasn't hit you up in her management.
I know she should.
Amber, you've got a lot of swing. Can you please plug Adele's album? Amber, you know who I really worry about sometimes because I hope she never turns on hard times.
Oh, who?
J.K. Rowling.
Oh, I think she'll be sitting pretty for a while.
If that $1 billion ever runs out, I don't know what she's going to do.
Write another book?
Keeps me up at night. Well, Amber, I'm glad you said that.
Okay.
Because Harry Potter fans, new Harry Potter literature is on the way.
Bring out the movie. Bring out the movie.
Honestly,
I love reading the book before the movie. Oh, but those books are just ridiculous. They're too big. I can't do that. I love reading.
Yeah, I remember when those books were big and you'd just see these tiny little people with these giant books. You're like, how are you even carrying that little one reading it? Oh,
well
yeah.
Done. Here we go.
Anything well that done. Gets kids reading, fantastic. Yeah.
Just wasn't my thing. Like, it hooked me in and then I just lost interest by page 4,000. So, I mean, in a million-page book...
You've scratched the surface.
Yeah.
Harry Potter is going to be back because I only learned about this recently. Harry Potter, they're doing a Harry Potter play in London. Yes. So this is going to focus on an adult Harry Potter and the struggles with magic, of course, but also with his own son.
Ooh.
Yeah, so there's another generation of Potters.
Okay.
So what they're doing is they're releasing a book which is Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, and it's going to be the special rehearsal edition script book will be released the same day as the play opens in London.
Very cool.
Yeah, so you can, even if you can't make it to London to check out the play, you can still get the story and everything.
I think it's weird that they're bringing the book and the play out on the same day.
Why is that?
Well, maybe they should have bought the book out sooner so you can read the book then when you watch the play. It's like a stepping... Like, you don't bring out a book and a movie at the same time.
No, definitely not.
Because you want to fall in love with the story of the book, which makes you go and see the play.
Yeah, but plays are different with movies, I think, a little bit. Like, a lot of stuff like this, for example, was written as a play, not as a book.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to have the play come out first, probably.
Mm.
Like, when they do a novelization of a book, as opposed to making a movie from the book.
I haven't gone to enough theatre.
Well, I haven't seen enough Harry Potter or read it, so I'll probably give this one a miss until I've caught up.
Maybe you should watch all the Harry Potters.
Well, I've knocked the first one on the head. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Then watch the next 20?
Yeah, so
Harry Potter?
I'm pretty sure there's 26 Harry Potter movies.
Yes.
So, yeah, a bit of work in front of me.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Read the books as well.
Probably won't do that.
Nah, definitely not.
Amber, I got my hair cut yesterday.
Well, I can never tell because you are literally always wearing a hat.
Yeah, basically. So the two times you'd see me, I've either got a hat on and I like the way I get my hair cut because it looks nice and neat under a hat. It blends nicely with my beard. Just the whatever facial hair I've got works well.
Okay.
Or if I'm going out, I do my hair, I spike it up all nice.
Yep.
It works.
Great.
The problem lies...
still wearing a hat while we're talking about his haircut.
The problem lies when I don't do my hair and I'm not wearing a hat.
Yeah.
Because don't get me wrong, they're usually the two states I'm in, but occasionally I've just got hat hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the problem lies when I don't do it and I'm not wearing a hat.
Take your hat off.
Okay, sorry. Okay,
oh,
take my hat off. And I've just got, it's just short hair, it's inoffensive, it's nothing. And I should point out that it's exactly what I asked for. Like, the hairdresser nailed it.
It's just really weird.
Seeing me with that.
He's no longer wearing a hat,
yeah.
Okay? He's sitting here with just his headphones on and kind of looks like, I don't know, like Waylon Smithers from The Simpsons or something. Like,
oh, wow, that's hurtful.
I didn't mean for it
to be. Because I was going to ask, yeah, who it is, because every time I don't do my hair and I'm not wearing a hat, there's one person I can see looking in the mirror. Who do you think I look like when I haven't done my hair, when I've just got hat hair?
I don't know.
Short back and sides, bit faded into the sides.
It's a bit military.
Yeah.
Maybe like...
Yeah?
If there was a bit of fro going on, it would be like some Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That is a little...
Will Smith with his box cut, like, back in the 90s, like...
What if I was to say these words then, Amber?
Oh, my God.
Hello. My name's Forrest Gump. People call me Forrest Gump.
Oh, my God.
See, that's why I've got to either do my hair or wear a hat. I can't be seen just with hat hair or I look like Forrest Gump.
We post a photo on the Styrofoam Facebook page?
Yeah, sure we can.
Oh, awesome.
Sure. Yeah, every time I'll get up in the morning and go brush my teeth and just be like, oh, hello. Say it to myself.
Every morning.
Every morning.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5. 5. 5. Star FM.